This is Along the Way with Tom Mueller on Denver's Christian station, KRKS.
The early Christians were known as people of the way. Today, the world is full of us, people who are making a difference along the way. Among them, Larry Ellis, Ron Moore, and Greg Russell. They join me today along the way. Last week, we introduced to you a new book on forgiveness written by Denver author Larry Ellis. The book has a great deal of depth, so much so that there's even a study guide that goes along with it. Larry returns today and tells us that authentic forgiveness is unconditional, which is in your control, but at the same time has a goal of reconciliation that is not within your control.
Learning to forgive unconditionally of other people's sins and other people's grievances liberates us. We are the beneficiaries of that. So we are the, as I say, we are the captives that set free when we can forgive someone. But it has to be unconditional on our part.
So many times people confuse forgiving somebody and kind of stop there without an effort to reconciliation. And the process in one sense is incomplete without, or shall we say, the goal is reconciliation. Is
right. The goal is always reconciliation. But we may not achieve that. The hard thing is when we do what we can and we still don't have a restoration in that relationship. But it is not a one-time thing. It's a process. We start, I believe that the role of ourselves is to forgive one another. We are to forgive the people. The next step is sort of up to them. The next step would be the process of confession, then the process of repentance, and then we have reconciliation. But you cannot assume that you're going to have any of those other processes when you forgive somebody. We hope we do. We would pray that we do, but we have no promise of that. But the book also covers what we are to do when we are the one that's done the hurting.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same process. Where we jump in is confession. And if we've been forgiven by the other person unconditionally, then they've kind of created this atmosphere where we can feel safe enough to own up to what we've done. But everyone is called towards the goal of reconciliation. It's not one way or the other. And what the other person does has nothing to do with what God has called us to do.
So this book actually is for the person who has been wronged, or I guess I use that term broadly. We all think we've been wronged.
We are always the one wrong,
yeah, right.
You know.
But it's also when we discover that we've wronged somebody else. So it's for both sides.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And where I when I draw to the end of the book, I make it real clear that God has given guidance to each of us, whether we've been hurt or we're the perpetrator. It doesn't matter. We still have. God has given us examples and agendas of how we're to relate and what initiative we're to take. And so there's something in it for each of us, I think. I have a couple of chapters just on the subject of forgiveness. And then on the confession piece, there's a lot in the confession that, that needs to be explored. We think of confession as admitting what we've done is wrong. Well, yes, that's about 1% of confession.
Yeah.
If you look up the meaning of the word confession, it means to agree with. So when we confess to God, that means we are to agree with God. When we confess to our brother or sister, that means we're not admitting what we did. They already know what we did, but we're agreeing with their point of view, and that's the confession piece. In our churches, when we have prayers of confession, part of what we do is we would admit to God what we've done, but we would also align ourselves with God's point of view. You know, once we have confessed, the litmus test for it is called repentance. And repentance does not mean that I'm sorry. That is a consequence of repentance. But repentance means we've turned around. And I give some graphic stories here of a football player and a lady driving on the highway. it's you're going a certain direction, and you have an aha, a moment, and you say, you know, this isn't the what I'm going to do. I'm going to change. And so you make a start making a change in your mind and your heart, but your actual behavior is reoriented. And that is the repentance piece. And if you've confessed your sins, your hurts, your wounding of other people to them, and you've changed your behavior, you'll be reconciled, unless they're unwilling to forgive.
And when that happens, you still
love them. You still you're liberated.
Mm-hmm.
You're still able to be with them and not be tied in knots all the time.
Larry Ellis, author of Forgiveness, Unleashing a Transformational Process, published by Adoration Publishing Company. The book is a study of Christian forgiveness, confession, repentance, and reconciliation. It comes complete with a study guide that small groups can utilize by taking people step by step through the process that's described in the book. We'll hear more from Larry Ellis next week about some of the myths prevalent about forgiveness. Meanwhile, Greg Russell leads worship at the Smoky Hill Vineyard, and a little later in the program today, he'll be telling us about an event coming up next Friday, where worship leaders from all over the Denver area will be joining together for a huge benefit for the victims of the earthquake in Haiti.